So let's go really quickly talking about election fraud, election irregularities and election fraud. They're talking about Giuliani, okay, of course, on CNN, because they try and say, look, Giuliani's crazy, even though anyone who lived in New York thanked God for Giuliani. Anyone who lived in the country who looked at the actual declining national crime rate said, thank God for Giuliani. People out there, I know a lot of you are millennials, a lot of you are Generation Z. Look into Giuliani and the mob. Okay, not only 9/11, Giuliani got to that position by effectively destroying the mafia. People don't understand that this guy was very qualified. But I understand sometimes now there's a little bit of the effect where he goes all in, the evidence isn't as big as maybe sometimes he claims. But Sidney Powell is about as legitimate as they come, about as credible as they come. She's the one who swooped in, basically was a part of the defense team that proved Michael Flynn was innocent. She talked about specifically, we've talked about ballots, poll watchers, we've talked about ballots being harvested, we've talked about them not following the constitutional parameters. But there is another component to this, and we don't know. I want to be clear. We don't know that there is massive fraud occurring from Dominion voting systems, and there is some misinformation out there, both from the left and the right. However, this attorney who works with the Trump administration, Sidney Powell, research her, look up her credibility, had this to say yesterday regarding Dominion voting.
We're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
To be clear, this is not a woman who typically makes claims that she can't prove.
Or dresses like Corey Feldman.
Let me be clear.
Usually.
She never makes claims she can't prove.
Right. You're a lawyer, isn't she?
She's an outstanding attorney with impeccable credibility in terms of not only her credentials, but the different fights that she's had.
Right.
I mean, there are tons of attorneys. Every attorney I know has a ton of respect for her and the types of things that she's looking at. And certainly, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Recognizing what she's even allowed to talk about now versus the strategy of the things that they're going to get into. And really, this is something you covered, I want to say during the week of the election, was we talked about the different connections, the actually exporting it internationally and the software. These are all different facts that have already been verified.
Yeah.
And she's putting them all together in this particular battle.
She has a crazy winning record. I think a lot of people don't know that. Would you put her, like, if she were an athlete, because we'll play Stephen Knows Sports later, would she be a Michael Jordan or a Wayne Gretzky in her law?
In her area, for sure. I mean, I'm not hiring her to be a family law attorney, because that's a different thing.
Or a hand model?
Definitely not a hand model. She's not going to be there.
Probert?
No.
What?
Probert?
She would be a Probert, an enforcer. few old hockey fans remember the Probert reference.
Yeah. I'm from St. Louis.
But let me hit you with a few quick facts as to the actual history of Dominion, and then we'll get into some of the errors, inconsistencies that we've seen with this election. So these are all verifiable. The sources are available at LiedOrthCrider.com. We'll have the link below in the description. I want you guys to look this up. Okay, because there have been some people who've tried to use Benford's law misleading and say, oh, look at these switched votes. And I think Dr. Shiva or something is one. That's something that's easily debunked. A lot of these things aren't necessarily true. It's very easy to use statistics to mislead people. And I don't want to do that. So what I want to do is provide you with a snapshot, a history lesson on Dominion, what it is, who they are, and then we'll get to what has happened this election. So Dominion, one of their lobbyists for Dominion is actually Pelosi's former chief of staff and was listed as a Clinton Foundation. I was going to say that's a fast overlay. A Clinton Foundation. Donor $25,000 to $50,000. Now, that's not definitive anything. I just want to lay out a case here. Right. Texas rejected using the Dominion voting system in 2019. They said multiple hardware and software issues that preclude the office of the Texas Secretary of State from determining that the Democracy Suite 5.5A system satisfies each of the voting system requirements set forth in the Texas Election Code. Here's another fast fact for you in case you think these are just a bunch of crazy right-wingers. In 2019, Democrat senators Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Ron Wyden. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
Like everyone here's going, Ron? Who, Ron? You're like, hey, I'm here too, guys.
Hello.
All right. You're like the third witch in Hocus Pocus. But eventually you got a walk-on role in Sex and the City, so you know someone recognized you.
That's terrible.
Ron Wyden. We need to get Ron Wyden on the show.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Somewhere Richard Painter's going, hey!
Where?
He's stealing my spot.
You don't have a spot on your painter. You're silly. All right, never mind. I was about to say something.
Don't do it.
So, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Ron Wyden issued a complaint about Dominion referencing allegations of vote switching and other undisclosed vulnerabilities, writing, quote, "These problems threaten the integrity of our elections." By the way, we're going to go, of course, to Bill and have a half Asian lawyer, Bill and Gerald Morgan. But hit the notification bell if you are subscribed on YouTube, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. The notifications let you know when something goes up here and on Crowder Bits. And of course, we do Good Morning Mug Club Monday through Thursday every week, 10 a.m. Eastern. This is something I think a lot of people who want to try and paint this now as, oh, it's just, you know, Monday morning quarterback from Republicans. This is something that everyone was concerned about, and some could argue even more so Democrats back in the day.
I mean, there's no question that this was a bipartisan concern. Multiple states, multiple voting jurisdictions and authorities, people from both parties were saying, hold on, wait a minute, this system might not be exactly the way we need it to be. Now, when you combine that with the new information that's coming out about the votes that aren't matching with what's coming out of the system, how there's these types of irregularities, at the very least, there has to be an investigation to go through all of these different questions and answer them. Even if you're a Democrat, if you really believe in the system, then you know that the system will withstand scrutiny. And all we're saying is scrutiny.
Yeah.
But even further than that, the idea that we're going to just simply walk away from one of the most important elections, going down one path with one candidate and a very different path with a different candidate, we got to
Let's say we do this, okay, and Joe Biden wins, and if he wins fair and square, I understand. But I do not trust any other elections going forward. This is the issue, and I think many Americans do. Half of America doesn't believe that Joe Biden won the presidency.
Right. Yeah.
We've already seen so many irregularities. This is not like any other election. I don't think anyone here ever contested, again, like we said, Romney, McCain, Bush, Gore. I even remember going like, oh, well, they called it for Gore until there was a 37 days. None of those were super controversial. This is very different, and it's widespread and systemic. Something else, too, in August 2020, data security expert, I hope I'm saying this right, Hari Hursti warned that Dominion voting machines could be hacked. He just talked about how you could just modify a few lines of code when they were doing a mock election. They were basically saying that you could almost drag and drop, put whatever results you actually wanted into this election.
They got an update that day,
and the
election day.
And the week before the election, right-wing propaganda outlet and wonderful goose steppers, PBS, reported on the vulnerabilities of Dominion. They found that the QR codes could be hacked. Candidates' names could randomly disappear. Wow. But like LeVar Burton, PBS says, usually he points to a six-year-old boy who's more credible than him for some reason, you don't have to take my word for it.
But election security experts working for the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the state have uncovered several troubling issues. Alex Halderman looked closely at the QR codes, where the votes are encoded for the scanner.
By analyzing the structure of the QR codes, I've been able to learn that there's nothing that stops an attacker from just duplicating one. And the duplicate would count the same as the original barcode.
And in late September, another concern came to light. During testing, election workers found half the names of the 21 candidates for Senate intermittently disappeared from screens during the review phase.
Really?
What about Ron Wyden? What was his name? Ron
Wyden.
Wyden. What happened with Ron Wyden? He's going skunked again.
You know, who listens to PBS NewsHour?
How did Trump get to you? How did Trump get to you, PBS?
I like how nonchalantly they said that last part. And by the way, names disappeared.
Yeah, it's still like looking just into
half,
that.
I don't know, just the
and
right
by
half.
By the way, people you voted for are not. What do you mean? They're just not. They're just not a thing.
We don't know.
I mean, how is this? This is unreal. Totally. Now, let me get to what's exactly happened this election, just to be clear. So this is pre-election.
Right.
This is all stuff that we had. All the concerns that we had covered. We talked about potentially compromised votes. And this was one of those sort of, I guess, intangibles where you go, I don't know how much fraud there could be. We can look at the ballots that were, you know, absentee ballots, people who were not supposed to be on voter rolls, people who were in different states. But this is just one of those things that we can't account for. Oh, and by the way, we don't know how many, but the system where everyone pretty much votes, they can just switch your vote.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I mean, it's almost at this point, like, people are forgetting that it's undisputed that this already had a demonstrated problem.
Yeah. Well, they're not forgetting. They're ignoring it.
Right. Or they're thinking that everyone else is going to forget. Again, it's just not saying, oh, well, hypothetically, it could possibly happen, which maybe you could argue from some of the stuff earlier. Well, we were saying hypothetically it could happen. Hypothetically, we can fix it. And then you just go to a week and a half ago and realize it actually did already happen in Michigan. There's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, and this is the same machine that voted Elizabeth Warren to being an Indian.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very hackable.
True.
I mean, are we surprised that technology is hackable? Like, is this breaking news? Really? I mean, seriously. I mean, come on. Yeah. And they did a movie about this, or a documentary, I should say, with that guy who said, you just change a few lines of code. He went in and bought one of these machines, hacked it, put the card in, and said, vote for whoever you want to
most
and record
secure
your vote.
Election
and
in he history,
flipped them.
Okay.
He flipped all of their
what
votes.
You talking about?
Yeah.
On purpose to show them this could happen. Like, this is not news.
You know, I would almost
we should have known this.
He flipped the votes?
He did.
That's almost disconcerting.
It's really easy to hack too when you hand a mail-in ballot to somebody that disagrees with you.
Yeah,
That's the kind of.
So you're a Trump voter, huh?
Yeah.
Someone walks up with a BLM shirt and an Antifa patch, and you're like, "Hey, you gonna get this vote where?" I get it where it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can trust me.
When you hold up your vote like this and he's like, oh, yeah, we got you. It's filed. Filed. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They just throw it right at you.
Yeah. Got it. Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on. Are you making a paper plane? And that's not sure.
This is illegal.
Is that a plane? And
I don't know why they would.
They just make two towers out of your neighbor's ballot. Yeah. Oh.
They're playing Jenga with Kent County from Grand Rapids. Yeah. That's the Republican county. It fell. Fuck them. So,
is this why Pennsylvania took so long to count?
There are so many reasons Pennsylvania took so long.
River like an Italian.
I don't know if there are any Italians left in Flint.
I'm half Italian.
Are you really? So you can say it.
I can say it.
You really couldn't have done very well in prison. That's being half Italian and not in the mob.
Oh, they wouldn't even let me in the nice room where you got the big bread.
They just rape you in an orange shower cap.
Yep, that's it.
Man. So, Michigan. So now let's get to what has actually happened. That's circumstantial. That's just speculation. People saying, hey, this could happen. Again, Democrats and PBS saying this could happen at election, specifically with this voting software. And Sidney Powell saying we have proof that it has happened that we haven't necessarily revealed yet. Well, here's what's publicly available. Michigan, a county using Dominion systems, flipped blue. This was the 6,000 votes that switched from Biden to Donald Trump. Now, they said, though, it's because one of the clerks forgot to update the software. And then I had also heard reports that the clerks just didn't update the tally. And I'm going, hold on a second. My iPhone, like, it updates automatically. And if I don't update automatically, it says, do you want me to remind you later? And I say, yeah. It goes, in 1 minute, in 2 minutes, in 4 minutes, in 1 hour. How about you just change it now? I'm like, I'm working right now, iPhone. Don't upgrade automatically, but it does it. And the people in charge of our elections, that system can't just... I mean, it can't just go to a satellite and be like, hey, let's make sure this thing is flawless.
What kind of update do you need to make sure that it doesn't switch votes automatically? Like, hold on, that was the previous version.
Yeah. What kind of update only switches votes to Joe Biden?
Yeah, we need to update it so it doesn't do that anymore.
Here's like a software.
It's like now, iOS. Hold on, guys. We know the old version just made the names disappear.
Yeah, this one actually
switches.
The
new version is the one that switched the names.
The third one is that
just doesn't let you vote at all if you choose the wrong one, the floor opens and you drop into a pit.
Right. It'd be like if they gave you a ballot, your mail-in ballot, two pens, and one pen, if you're a Republican, use this, and it's just disappearing ink.
Yeah, it's just invisible ink. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's like, I don't see anything. No, it'll appear later.
Right.
Oh, you
don't
didn't
worry.
Get a white paint marker? Am I the only one?
Stephen, that's what happened in the election of 1932.
Oh, wow.
The old invisible ink joke.
I should have known better. Have there been any switches to this degree for Donald Trump? You just saw in New Hampshire. A 5-6% lead for that Republican just when they did a recount of the votes. Now, usually, if there's no kind of direct fraud, it's like you'll do a recount, maybe a 0.5% difference.
Yeah, small.
This happened in New Hampshire. This has been going on across the country. No, I don't want to get off in a rabbit trail.
You know, we have heard about election fraud from the Democrats.
Have we?
They've been pointing out that there is no way that black men, women, and Hispanic men and women came out in record numbers to support this racist president.
Mm. Right.
And they are trying to find every excuse they can to say, I don't know what happened.
Right. Well, the good news is they only came out in record numbers for Donald Trump outside of Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta. So for yeah, it was record just number of counties, minorities really. And women, yeah. And then in a few counties, it was a fifth of that.
CNN weird. Even announced that he was taking Detroit when I was there.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, overnight, he didn't.
Well, yeah. At what point do you call that night? Do you call it early morning when it's 4:45?
Yeah, it was in the morning, wasn't it?
Either way, someone's getting hit in the head with a Bristol board in Detroit as they cover up the poll stations.
They let all the wild roaming deer and turkey over there vote as well in downtown Detroit.
This is remarkable. When I just say this out loud, we'll go through some of the details here. But as far as passing the sniff test, Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than Barack Obama ever did.
Come on.
Like, Barack Obama was charismatic. I watched that guy shoot three-pointers. I'm like, I don't like him, but I get it. Joe Biden, people who voted for him are like, I don't like him, and I don't get it. I don't know how this is the guy. Our bench left this guy. It's like if you were to go to your second string players on your bench and there's a quad amputee, and like, put me in, coach. You're like, all right, I figure you're about due. You're just duct taping bats to the nubs. All right, okay, just bunt. Remember, bunt.
Ain't nothing in the rule book, says a quadriplegic.
Ain't nothing in the rule book.
It's basically the water boy, but he's not a champion.
I was going to say the water boy actually can put more sentences together.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. And he doesn't get tired in the first act.
No.
Yeah,
that's true.
So here's some. So that's Michigan. Now we have two Georgia counties. They've been using Dominion software. They reported glitches, of course, during this election. Spalding County, Georgia, which went 60% for Trump in 2016. They were one of the counties with a glitch that prevented day of voting for hours. Remember, we talked about that. It's like, it was a glitch. And people just couldn't vote for hours. Now, keep in mind, people who vote same day tend to be Republican, and they tend to be gainfully employed. They can't professionally protest and burn down Walgreens and shit. So it's very hard for them to wait several hours in addition to the lineup. So a several-hour shutdown of the system can lead to a 5, 6, 7-hour delay for you to vote.
Yeah.
And you actually have a job to get to, so it makes it tough. That's one of the glitches that happened. Another one that had happened was in Georgia. Where was it? Fulton County? I'm trying to see here. There's no explanation, by the way, for that glitches. No, for that glitch.
None whatsoever.
The Spalding County, there was another county. What's the other Georgia county? There was another Georgia county. Can we have Reg
bring it up? It was either DeKalb or Gwinnett County.
Was it Gwinnett? I thought it was Fulton County.
Fulton also had some issues.
It's
Fulton,
where Atlanta was, right?
It was in Atlanta. Yeah. The right counties around Atlanta, yeah.
Oh, this is what happened. There was no explanation that was consistent. Election officials tried to say, well, you know what? Actually, there was a glitch. It was due to an overnight upload problem. And then the representatives for Dominion said, no, it wasn't. And people said, well, what was the glitch? They said,
no.
I mean, I don't know why you're asking questions. Didn't you see that CNN said Biden's president?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that anymore.
What happened with it? But what is the glitch? They said it's this. Dominion says, no, it's not. There is no answer. Do we have any reporters in this country? Are there any journalists left?
Not anymore.
No. You're going to do a whole film about Aaron Brockovich and water that's not even as toxic as Flint, and right now you have the most corrupt election of our time, have city election officials going it happened because of overnight upload, and the people in charge of the upload saying, no, it didn't, and then people are going, good enough for me. They go to stab a cigarette at Denny's?
Well, unlike Aaron Brockovich, there's no hero to make a movie about.
Yes. Not yet.
Yeah, it was Morgan County. Morgan County was
Morgan County. My bad, one.
I apologize.
From Reg.
Yes. I will say this. We do have some reporters at CNN. They are covering how our favorite mayor, Rudy Giuliani, is actually unwittingly working for the Russians. I swear to you that is what they said this morning. Is he unwittingly working on behalf of the Russians?
You think they wouldn't put it down?
Are we really going back to that? Come on. You can't cover the election? You can cover that?
I wouldn't be surprised if Dominion servers were in Russia. I would not be surprised. Certainly China or, Germany or whatever.
They're just in the disputed Chechnya area.
Right,
No problem.
Yeah. The servers are in Georgia. Well, I guess that makes sense. You're doing votes in Georgia. They're in Georgia.
The country.
Yeah.
Over there.
You got to go across thousands of miles of ocean. Why would you put them there?
Mm.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Cheap space.
Is CNN not still crying?
About
the it's funny with CNN that night, they didn't expect the mail-in ballots. This is something too that's important to note. And I said that I wouldn't, because we passed them to Young Turks, but Young Turks are just briefly, and then CNN, MSNBC, if you look at the reaction on election night, right, Until we went, they were pissed.
They were devastated.
Until we went to bed, they're like, oh, I can't believe that we're losing this. How could you make this mistake again, Democrats? This was, they were pissed. So in other words, when they say, well, we knew there was going to be this graph because of mail-in ballots. Well, we did know, and we said that before this this election stream, that we did expect mail-in ballots to be largely Democrat. That stands the reason test because one party said, you're going to die if you go out and have a slight cough. And the other party said, hey, you should vote in person to make your vote count. But the Democrats, what's really important is just go back in your little time machine and watch all of news media and all Democrats, let's say at about 11 p.m. It was like a death march.
Yeah, they thought it was over.
We announced it.
Right.
As Trump winning.
Yeah, so did we. So did we. We're like, well, listen, it looks like they're going to stop. And because they said they were going to stop counting. Remember, they said, well, you know, we're going to stop counting and start at 9 in the morning. Mm. And we thought, okay, I took an hour and a half nap in the hammock. People have heard this story ad nauseum. And I get a text from Audie Wade, like, yeah, they started counting again. I said, you're bullshit.
There was this elementary school telephone tree, and it was like Democratic chairman called every other Democratic chairman in the precinct and was like, get the count, get the count, get the count, get the count. Yeah. What about those votes we sent you?
But, put them in a Coleman cooler and get them out here. I'll put some boom mics over it. We'll say it's camera equipment. Very
nice. Thanks to magic, all of a sudden Greg Kinnear shows up with a bag of letters for Santa. Good news, magic, everyone.
All these votes for Joseph Biden.
Look at this.
I'd like to see him put in a mental institution.
Greg Kinnear?
No, Joe Biden.
Yes.
If it were a miracle on 34th Street, it would just be
it'll soon be a miracle.
It'd be dying in a ward.
Yeah. What'll be a miracle on 25th Amendment when they pull that in? Drag him out of office.
I feel like every time he runs, that's his defense for tripping and falling forward. He's just like, I gotta run.
And what would you like for Christmas, little girl? Yeah. Kamala Harris is president. I think I can pull that off.
It should be easy enough.
Now, if you wouldn't mind staying here, I'd like to smell your neck. I'm Father President.
Can you really crawl down chimneys?
No, this is one Santa who's coming through the front door.
You'll hear me up the stairs.
Your parents will open it up for a photo op, and then I'll sniff you like a cologne ad.
I'll come in the front door or the back. Never mind.
Is there anything that I'm missing on Dominion and voting fraud with Sidney Powell? Because we have fraud week all week, and tomorrow, I think, is Georgia. We end with Pennsylvania.
We're going to have a lot. There's going to be more coming out this week. We know that there's going to be additional information. We've just seen the tip of the iceberg from Sidney Powell and the other information. So this is the best week to be doing it. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, so in one thing, you and I talked about this before, Bill, we need to see evidence very quickly, right? If we go too much longer without seeing hard evidence, all we're going to hear about is cases being thrown out, these kind of more weak cases that were being brought, because it's hard to prove some of these things, right? Even if they happened.
Some people have evidence a theory that they're doing this to buy themselves time, that they don't expect these cases to stick so that they can do a big case, which is the voting fraud, the Dominion voting system.
But they
started that actually hold water, do you think?
The reason is because, remember, we talked about certification dates. A lot of these lawsuits are trying to either stop or push back the certification date, because once you get to the certification threshold, you're way far down the road about trying to then overturn it. And that's what, you know, when you look at Bush v. Gore and, you know, saying, hey, okay, wait a minute, we're going to keep looking at things, we're going to keep doing our canvassing. So if the Democrats are able to say, no, we don't have to look into the Dominion fraud until afterwards, there will come a point where even if you prove that there's fraud,
doesn't matter.
Like, imagine in a year from now, if we were to prove fraud.
Right.
What are we going to go back and just undo everything? I mean, it'll cause incredible chaos. So that's why the Republicans are making a huge push now, the different lawsuits in the different jurisdictions. But why the Dominion thing is such a hard thing to look at is there's no one who is a poll watcher in the Dominion software.
Right.
So you're having to be able to put together more information that you would normally do over 3, 6, 9 months of discovery, depositions, inspections, forensic examinations. But you're having to put all of that together now in order to do it before the certification date.
Right.
And also keep in mind, they can't really, if they're trying to trap, and I don't know, again, I sometimes I'm disappointed where they present these arguments, they just have a witness that really it's circumstantial evidence at best, and they don't really provide a whole lot. And I get it, we're frustrated. But if they actually do have the Moab, right? They said they're going to release the Kraken. That's what Sidney Powell said.
Right.
If they do have that, they can't tip their hand publicly. They've got to bet once and bet right. So I'm hoping that's what's going on and not just a big buildup to raise money for the legal defense, because if that happens, I'm going to be pissed and Donald Trump is going to lose me. In other words, right, if yeah. this is not proven verifiably with these specifics that this administration has gone out and claimed, I'm going to be pissed and I'm not going to be in their corner at that point. Because you've said, you've got evidence specifically that relates to millions of boats of votes being switched. Boats being switched.
Right. A lot of votes, though. That'd be fun.
It's Tommy
a lot
the of tugboat. Well, like, hey, yeah. does my vote not count?
Yeah.
You voted late, Tommy the tugboat. So if they do not prove this specifically yeah. in court, they're gonna lose me as a supporter. Now, I think there's enough evidence of fraud with, or at least unconstitutional running of the votes, right? That happened, right, yeah. of course, in different precincts. I think that may be enough of an issue.
I think it's
to
a huge
sow
issue.
Distrust in the election where. Yeah. If any contract is based on fraud, right, it's effectively null and void.
Right.
If people agree that there wasn't a truthful original basis for the contract. But I don't know. They're claiming the Dominion thing. They're claiming the voting system yeah. thing. They better have something. Otherwise, yeah. and here's why I say I think they do. Because Sidney Powell is not someone who's only worked for this administration, Half Asian Bill is saying. This is someone who wants a career after this administration, whether it's now or 4 years from now.
Right, exactly.
And also, the Weatherbells, you know, Graham and McConnell, I mean, these guys are spineless amoebas, and for some, they would yeah. not tie themselves to someone losing, and for some reason they have gone yeah. all in defending Donald Trump. They haven't done that in the past. It's been wishy-washy, so it makes me yeah. think there's something there that we don't know. But that's entirely speculation.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll come out, and I think one of the reasons that you see the media doing such a hardcore press right now on them to do transitions, Joe Biden's the president-elect, they're now using COVID as leverage for that, saying,
right.
if you don't start transitioning now, we're going to have problems with this and the rollout. And so everything you hear is baseless
everything
claims.
Everything takes slower in
covering.
COVID except for this.
Yeah.
Right.
Except for this. They're like, oh, we need to push it through.
Wait. You guys are telling me that Joe Biden had an actual plan? Because I remember during these debates, and we're not that long ago, in the town halls where we were like, are you going to pack the courts? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What are you
going to
do? What are you
going to
do? What are you going to do about COVID? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's chief of staff. You know,
ask Carmella. You mean Kamala? That's racist.
I think he would plan not to shit his pants, but it was more of a hope.
I mean, it was really more of a hopeful everyone. Clench.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hope is not a plan, sir.
In a face scrunch.
Not to any Imodium commercials.
And speaking of
Corona, Beverly Mitchell has a corner on that market.
Speaking of Corona, look what CNN's telling us. That they just said Moderna
has a 94% effective vaccine.
Yeah, correct.
Wow. Don't you love, but we're going to talk about COVID a little bit here, how the media said that Rand Paul is anti-science because he said that you're immune to COVID if you catch it. And he's right, they're wrong. But... this is funny. Don't you love how Cuomo said, I wouldn't trust a vaccine from this administration? And here's the thing. I don't know. Okay, so let's get into the Michigan affidavits here. I know this is boring for some people, I understand, but I want to make sure that you understand exactly what is in this document, what matters, kind of some of these things are tough to read.
Yeah.
So first off, this was introduced by quite the dish, Kayleigh McEnany, yesterday. Here you go, this is her announcing it.
We keep hearing the drumbeat of where is the evidence? Right here, Sean. 234 pages of sworn affidavits. These are real people, real allegations, signed with notaries.
And then she was immediately cut off.
Yep. She has no evidence. Yeah. We'll have to talk about it later.
Wallace was then hosting Hannity's show.
Right. No. Neil Cavuto's like, this won't work with my schedule for Baby Geniuses 4.
Whoa. It's a tight schedule.
He is.
Early production.
So it's 235 pages of sworn affidavits. I want to go through what I think are the most notable. First off, Half Asian Bill, can you explain to people what a sworn affidavit is and why it matters? Why it's not just,
I think this election is bad.
Right.
It's a statement under oath. I mean, a lot of people have had to fill them out, you know, where you go to the bank or you go to a notary and that person is a witness. They take down your name. They do the signature. So you have a record of making sure it's a long process. It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're now doing some digital signatures, which is the electronic version of that. But essentially saying, like, there has to be a penalty if we're going to rely on these words. It's a central part of how the legal system works, is that you can trust that someone isn't going to just put false information in a statement. And so there are two different systems. You have the state and the federal. At the federal level, the penalties are wide-ranging depending on the circumstance, but you could generally have about up to 5 years in federal prison.
And that's for perjury. So perjury applies to sworn affidavits, just like being under oath in court.
It does. I mean, when you are making an under oath statement in writing in an affidavit, it is the equivalent of sitting on the stand with a judge there and making a statement again under oath. Yeah. So in the state of Michigan, which is where these affidavits are from, they actually have even more strict penalties. It can be up to 15 years and it's a felony. So you would have to believe that these affidavits are false. You would have to believe that someone was willing to give up not only more than a decade potentially of their own freedom, but also all the other things that go along with being a felon and the rights that you lose.
Yeah. And you don't want to be Michigan's next Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah.
The point is, their affidavits, their hands on the Quran. You were about to say something there?
I was going
to
ask you, so when somebody makes a statement like that, doesn't somebody say, are you willing to sign an affidavit under oath saying that this is true? Like, isn't there a process? These people didn't just go like, I'm going to go find a notary and make this statement, right? They were appraised of kind of the penalties, potentially.
Well, they know they the lied, penalties, right? For sure. I don't know the process. Let's not get too nerdy with the process. We'll go back to it. Mm-hmm. But people, they know.
I'm just saying it didn't happen by chance. That's the whole
point. No,
like, these people didn't just run out and try to do this, like not knowing the consequences.
There are many hundreds, totaling well over 1,000 affidavits across. Yeah. These are just from Michigan. By the way, I was looking this up. Someone can probably fact check me. I might be off by one or two. Christine Blasey Ford, I believe there were 4 affidavits. And they were just affidavits of people saying, I think Christine Blasey Ford told me about a party. So that's it. I mean, I don't really know what that is. Like, I don't know how you disprove it. Whereas these affidavits are very detailed as to what these people saw taking place. So let me give you one here. This is from page 17. The PDF is available to everyone. We'll have the link up here. On page 17, someone said that there were batches of ballots run through the ballot machine as many as 5 times. This is a direct quote. At approximately 4:50 a.m., I witnessed a man spraying a chemical on a ballot machine. He then placed 27 ballots into the machine, and I noticed tape on the top of the ballot where a ballot number would normally be. Throughout the night, I witnessed him insert these same 27 ballots at least 5 times.
What?
Legal or not, Half Asian Bill?
Sounds sketchy.
Nice edge.
You like that lawyer answer.
If any of this is incorrect, if they can prove is incorrect, this person is in trouble.
Yeah.
The person who made the statement, absolutely.
Right. And if this
they're
person
making
is willing to.
Factual, material statements that are false, they will be likely found to have committed perjury. And so here's the other part is, so people will say, oh, well, you know, the people who are signing it have no idea. They're just being told to sign this stuff. But actually suborning perjury, so going out and procuring perjury, is perjury itself. Like, it's also within the perjury statute as a crime. Here's the thing. Even if you ask for someone to make a false statement and they don't even make the false statement, that's punishable as a felony.
Well, that's why I was getting into, like, where these things came from. Like, there are crimes committed everywhere, if that's
process
true.
Of it is made that has penalties that are involved. And so, like, for that one, just, you know, being very straightforward, if you look at that statement, the question is always going to be, this is like what you ask the question of, what is the way it's supposed to be?
Right.
And what is the way it's being done? Mm-hmm. And what is the legal way to do it in the way it's being done? There are reasons why you have to rerun ballots if they're not read, but not running them 5 times, not rerunning them 27, you know, the same
with tape over the number, too.
With tape over the number.
And it just so happens to coincide with the 1 hour and a half nap that I took.
Yeah.
And the sudden jump, which, by the way, let's see it in really quickly. Yeah. They're saying Biden leads Trump by more than 5 million votes nationwide. Well, if you ran him 5 times.
Yeah.
Running the votes 5 times is not a mundane detail, Michael. Okay.
That's a good trick.
Love it.
Here's another one. This can be found, again, on the PDF. I want you all to read it. It probably take you a couple of hours. On page 25, page 116, page 122, page 138, page 158, page 185, we have over 6 eyewitnesses testifying that ballots not in the voter database were just entered using a fake birth date of 1/1/1900.
Oh, wow. Why would it's just a terrible day?
6 separate witnesses. Again, check up all those pages. This is also interestingly enough. This is an excuse that's often used when we talked about dead voters going, "Well, we just, sometimes they just enter in the 1900 as a birthday." That's also not a legitimate vote if it doesn't match the birth date of the person in question.
You're not supposed to correct it on your own.
Because there's one person here who said that their son voted who's dead twice. Mm. Now, all of the local news said that had been disproven, but they didn't actually provide sources to it being disproven. What I had read was they said, well, sometimes if they're part of a new township that's created, they'll just give them like a birthday, like 1900. That's also an illegal vote.
Exactly. What?
Fact check. He actually only voted once.
Right.
That was their fact check.
We have a new town that's going to hand out birth dates now.
And so here's the thing. It's like there were some examples where, you know, the birth date was illegible. They put a placeholder birth date in there of 1900, sure. And then they go back and they follow those up. And so even if, I mean, this is the entire problem I have with anyone going, no, there's no fraud at all. There's no irregularities. We shouldn't look at any of this. Just crown Biden and move on.
Right.
Is there are legitimate irregularities that the system is already set to review.
Right.
So we're not saying, hey, do an extraordinary review. Don't do anything that's abnormal. Canvass the districts, look at the votes, check the ballots, check the things that are irregular, and let the chips fall where they may.
By the way, that's important. You just said canvass the districts. This is something I want everyone to know. It's in Georgia, for example, and keep in mind, too, the Georgia Secretary of State, this isn't anyone involved, even if they're a Republican, they don't want to say, yeah, I was involved in the most incompetent voting process that has ever taken place, even if it's not scandal. So they're not necessarily going to be looking as aggressively as possible, regardless of political affiliation, because it reflects badly on them as well if they didn't catch it. But this is something that was overlooked, and I would say even on our show, we didn't have enough time. In Georgia, people just think, oh, it's just a recount. Explain to people what the canvassing is, the recount, how that's different, a manual recount, and why it could change things dramatically and catch fraud. Because it's not just going, all right, recounting, and there might be a difference in a few votes.
Well, it's looking at, in every state, the ballots are a little different. They have different requirements. For example, in Wisconsin, you know, there's the witness and the address
ballots
requirement.
Are made of cheese.
Right, they're made out of cheese. Sometimes they have a little bites. If it's Swiss cheese, you may miss a candidate. But when
Brett Favre shows you his penis.
Oh,
I think he lives in a different state now.
Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he abandoned them quickly. Sorry, go ahead.
So,
Stephen knows sports.
Every different state. I love when Stephen mentions sports. It's like, I know I'm going to get gobbledygook.
Yeah.
It's when, except for...
A gook saying gobbledygook.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey. Sorry. You prefer slope. Go ahead.
I prefer head. Charlie. Okay. So when you go to the different states, before they can certify, they have to do canvassing. And people are going, I can't believe they're asking for this canvassing. I don't know. We've only been doing canvassing our entire nation, like the entire history of certified votes. Again, not every state has it. Every state does it a little bit differently. All we're saying is do the process you normally do. And in an election where it's not that close, no one pays attention. But just because you didn't know canvassing happens and that canvassing is required and vote certification is happening and reviewing the irregularities and checking to make sure they're right doesn't mean that hasn't already
been the
process.
That's what I think this comes down to, if people believe that this is legitimate or not. For example, just because didn't know that canvassing happens. Just because you didn't know, for example, like, I think that vote should count, but he wasn't born in 1900. Why? Well, that's illegal. I didn't know that.
It's not an argument.
It doesn't matter.
That's not a defense.
I don't care what Detroit Free Press told you. If you were born in 1967 and it says 1900 and it doesn't match your voter registration, that is not a legitimate vote because we cannot know what is accurate or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've just gotten so used to the media calling an election and we just trust, oh, okay, those are the results. And we had no idea this entire process went on until around December 14th, I think, when they actually say, yep, votes certified in each one of the states.
Right.
And we just thought it happened the night of the election, right? And CNN went out of their way to make sure that we knew that wasn't the process right up until their guy was the beneficiary. Yeah. And then they said, nothing to see here, move along.
Like,
this is extraordinary.
Well, it's more nefarious than that. They weren't trying to let us know that wasn't the process. They were trying to let us know that actually this time, we wouldn't even know the winner.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, yeah.
We wouldn't.
Because usually the process is used, but media will call it and they work with local officials and they go, okay, we have a general, we think we have an accurate count.
Right.
But they were saying, don't believe any of it.
Right.
If Trump wins. And they had to keep saying it up until 4:25
a.m. Yeah.
And you know how, here's the thing. When they say, well, we knew that Biden was going to pull ahead. Do you know how you know that's not true? Chank Uyghur, who we will not mention after this stream, was losing his mind
up until
midnight. He
hated everybody.
Democrats did not see it as a surmountable lead at that point. Mm. They were just as surprised. If they were saying, hey, listen, keep calm, all is well, winning Florida by double digits, by twice the margin of last time, I think last time was 1.5, it was 3 point something, I don't know the total tally. They would have said that. Hey, listen, it's going to change when the mail-in ballots come. No, they all, you could see, it was like a death march. And then they said, what? Hold on a second. Hey, at 4:51 in the morning, like, how did this change? It's like, I don't know. Shouldn't you ask? I don't ask questions.
When the bank error favors me, I don't say anything.
Yeah, no. Where's Jesse Ventura when you need him? All he does is ask questions. That's never true. Provides answers.
Not
never.
At all. No.
So I'm like, what happened with that voting machine? I don't know. What do you think happened? I'm just asking the questions.
Always the interviewer, never the interviewee.
Was the W. Bush family sitting down there behind the tallying machine with a Saudi prince and an Acme plunger blowing up Tower 7? Is that what you're suggesting? I'm just asking questions regarding the facts with my creepy riff-raff beard.
So one thing I would say is very interesting, because I've talked to a lot of people. I think I've mentioned this before the election. You know, there's not a lot of court going on these days, so I'm like not getting my fix of adversarial conversations
right.
that I normally do.
You call me up at 2 a.m. just to argue.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, you should not be wearing spandex. This is not the time of year.
He's probably right.
And so I would go talk to a bunch of folks, and I'm still doing that today. And a lot of folks on the left, like folks who are just openly, they support Biden, they go, we need to count the votes. They're like, just let the I don't want to have to answer to someone and say, oh, we just won because we shuffled it under the bed.
Yeah.
But that is not what you're hearing in like on CNN. They're like, I'm looking around and seeing these headlines, but none of
less than half of America believe Biden won. People don't understand that.
Exactly.
There have been several polls that have come out to that effect.
And people are like, just count. And I go, I go, exactly. I go, that's the kind of stuff you need to be telling other people. They're like, but everyone around me is saying, this is America. Why aren't we following the law? Like, why are we stopping following the law? Let's just count the votes.
But this is the thing. They didn't know. It's like, well, hey, listen, you can't Molotov cocktail Five Below. Well, I didn't know that.
Where is that written?
We're still going to have to arrest you. No! I don't think so. No, we're going to arrest you. That vote is not legitimate. I didn't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That does not matter. I had a friend who got arrested because, or he was detained because he accidentally caught a species of fish in Lake Michigan that you were not allowed to fish.
Huh.
And he legitimately could claim ignorance because everyone could.
Yeah.
And he was a professional hockey player. Yeah. And they're just like, you can't do that. We're going to have to bring you in. He's like, what is this? They said, that's illegal. He goes, but what is it? They said, does it really matter? We'll just show you. It's illegal. He said, all right. And he took his licks.
Yeah. Well, then you knew about it.
All right. Here's another one. This is from page 37. Regarding mail-in voting. Poll watchers observed mail-in ballots being logged even when they had no signature or weren't a registered voter. Again, you can find this in the PDF on page 37.
Unbelievable.
We have seen this happening many sworn affidavits across the country. Again, all of this is just Michigan. There are also numbers coming in that there are a disproportional number of ballots that just had Biden and Harris, and I can't verify this, but it hasn't really largely been disputed, where it's just Biden and Harris and not the rest of the ticket.
Nothing else voted,
which is very rare.
Very weird.
Well, and one of the signature thing pisses me off more than just about anything else, because that was what they assured us would be the backstop. They said, no, mail-in ballots are fine because we can check the signatures,
right?
And that will be fine. And just to go, I don't know. You put an X over here and a Y over there. That's fine.
They did fix it, because we've talked about this long before this show about how many votes could be compromised, because a lot of ballots either didn't have signatures or the signatures didn't match. But now they just said, good enough. So it's not in the same name. Hold on, that voter's name is Paul, and it says John. Well, he wrote John Hancock. He was being ironic. No, he wasn't being ironic. That's not the right signature. And now all of a sudden you have ballots accepted, mail-in ballots, at 30 times the rate of any other election.
Unbelievable.
Because any signature is good enough. Think about that for a second. All of these things, and then something that is statistically observable, no one can dispute this whatsoever, mail-in ballots in the year, the first time they were unrequested, accepted at 30 times the rate. Rejection rate was 1% is what it used to be. Now it's like 0.03 percent. Think about it. Those add up. Over 100,000 votes, a couple million votes. Oh, that's not a rounding error. That's winning a state.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just one factor, right? Go to postmarks and everything else, and you start to add these things up, and it becomes a huge number of votes turned.
So,
but Gerald, if only there was a way for us to double check and to make sure that the things were.
I think the winner's already been declared, Bill. I apologize. We have to move on.
If only our government already put a process into place to double check these votes and give Americans. We already have one.
Right. But I didn't know that.
Oh.
Well, I guess Joe Biden's the winner.
Just give Joe Biden the trophy. What, you think the president gets a trophy?
Well, a plaque then, fine.
He gets a plaque. He doesn't get anything. Look, he becomes leader of the free world. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, I think you're making a big mistake even referring, in any way to think that this is going to be a Biden presidency.
Know, this is definitely Kamala all day, every
this
day.
This is a Harris.
I sent her a cookie bouquet just to hedge my bets. Okay,
right.
Just to hedge my bets. Sometimes I go to a Methodist church and not just a Baptist church, just to hedge my bets.
Oh, really?
Right. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Interesting.
What you do if you want to send Joe Biden a gift, send him a gift that you really want for yourself, but you can do without for about 9 months to a year and a half.
And put a return address.
Here, Biden, look, I got you a new Nintendo Switch, huh? Yeah. Oh, I keep the gift receipt. And should something happen, you see there's a contract there that says it returns back to its rightful owner.
Just send it back.
Huh? What? You're leader of the free world. Well, I didn't know that. So here's another one. Duplications. This is on page 107. If we go, hold on, before this. Why is Morticia Adams on CNN right now?
Yeah. No, that's Dick Durbin.
The other day she was doing the little shoulder pad, orphan, and now she just, how funny would it be if that guy just reached into her little box and just went, got a Mia. What is this?
Crime.
I'm telling you, she's are you saying
it's unprofessional?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. And I know this is one thing. Women act as though they have it harder in the workplace because, men wear a uniform. Could you imagine if you walked in today wearing ruffles? Wearing a pirate ruffles shirt?
You're getting beaten up.
Or just a lace negligee? You'd be like, what are you doing? That's unprofessional.
I mean, Stephen, the number of times before the show started, and I've had to tell Gerald to take the ruffles off.
It's true.
I'm really protecting you here.
I think it works. It works. Come on.
I'm not saying you didn't look good in it. I'm saying it's unprofessional.
He's tall, so the lines, he can do the horizontal lines.
I know.
By the way, half Asian Bill, doesn't matter how many vertical lines you try and put on your suit, we can tell.
I was going to say, I want you to notice that CNN always has the popular vote up. The irrelevant statistic is always there. They don't show you that it's an 11,000 vote difference in Arizona. They don't show you that it's under 20,000 in a couple of other states. They just show you, the popular vote, it's almost 6 million now. Of course he won.
Say, no evidence of voter fraud. Yeah. Evidence of voter irregularities, none whatsoever. Right. There's a lot. Now, as to whether there's enough to flip all of these states, but anyone who says there's no evidence, they're lying to you. Discount them immediately. Just like if someone says, I guarantee you Donald Trump won, discount them immediately.
Right.
That is not information that is valuable because this person does not know. We do not know exactly what has happened with this election. We do know that there are illegitimate votes. We do know that there are irregularities and in some cases fraud, to the level of which that we don't know. So this is from page 107. A poll watcher saw poll workers duplicating ballots to incorrect precincts in order to run through two ballots for one person. And they said that they observed this repeatedly about 20 to 30 times.
So of all the different allegations, this is one of the ones that I think is a very much, like, there's no innocent explanation for that.
Right.
If they saw what they saw, and I realize they've signed and said that this is what they saw. But look, having worked in law, you see people who, everyone will see the same scene and remember things a little bit differently.
Right.
Or there's some explanation. But that's one of the ones where it's really hard to think of how could there be an explanation. You saw the ballot, it had a precinct. You saw another ballot, it had the same person with the same votes, but with a different precinct, and then they both get run through, right?
Right.
There's no legitimate explanation for that. And it's one of the examples that we have to get to the bottom of. And here's one other point.
Yeah.
Let's say that the presidential election doesn't change. Let's say that the swing states, the battleground states, they are what they are, and Trump doesn't end up winning. There's still a lot of other ballots that matter. We're coming into a 2021 redistricting cycle.
Right.
The state legislatures are the ones that determine that. So knowing that the ballots for those less popular candidates or less popular races is really, really important.
Especially when you've already had people who can see. And then they were like, by the way, you won by 1,000. He's like, you're bullshitting. Think about this for a second. How would you not want to investigate an election where you had a 6,000 vote slip just to flip? And they go, we caught it, so the system works. Well, hold on a second. You caught it in one district and you're claiming it works. I would prefer that it didn't happen at all. Seems it's an oversight that 6,000 votes were miscounted for the wrong guy entirely. And we also have another in Michigan, a Republican who conceded. And then they found out, actually, you won by 1,000 votes, which in that district is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a significant margin. This happened, just those two examples. Wouldn't that warrant an investigation of every vote in the state of Michigan? 6,000 votes? That's consequential in a national election. And a local guy lost until he won. You know what?
And if it's a glitch.
I mean, if someone here came forward with proof that Gerald had groped them. Once. And I was like, well, how do you know? And I see videographic evidence of his hand sliding up a thigh. Mm. And then another one is just a video graphic evidence of him later on servicing himself in the bathroom. I'd be like, you know what? Now, I think that we need to look into this, and I go through the Ring security footage because I found two examples. That's enough.
Why am I the example?
For example, Tubin. If Tubin did it twice, wouldn't it be worth a probe? Not the kind of probe Tubin would like, but a probe into how many times has Tubin done this? It happened two times. It affected the outcome of elections in Michigan. Wow. That's not... There's no evidence. No, that happened.
I don't understand where they get the no evidence claim. They can not like the evidence. They can not like what they're seeing and think maybe it's not going to change the overall. But there is evidence that stuff happens.
Oh, irrefutable evidence. Yeah. By the way, hit the notification bell, speaking of irrefutable evidence, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot on YouTube, and the notification bell goes straight to your mobile app and tells you, or your phone, your mobile app, I don't know. I am tired. We are not taking a break since election, nor weekends. Wow. We do Good Morning Muckle, of course, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Here's another one. This is from page 172 of the PDF that is publicly available. And
go look at it.
The good thing about the Green New Deal is everyone could read it because it was five pages. It was written by a functionally retarded person. This is a little bit tough because most people don't want to comb through 235 pages.
Sure. So you got to pass the president before you can read.
Right. And when you always hear the left, they go, well, we're the party of nuance. You were going to take over the economy with five pages, and it was double spaced. It was double spaced, and this is 234, and you don't have any interest. Don't tell me the party of nuance. This is page 172. A poll watcher examined a box of ballots and found 60% or more had the same signature.
That's totally normal.
Again, we need to investigate this, but this is a sworn affidavit.
Right.
That comes from someone in Michigan. That's
something that hand counting with supervision will find.
Exactly. You would think
that's why they don't want it.
And this is a question that I did have for you, half Asian lawyer Bill. How many of these things, if you do a hand count, can be found versus not? So, for example, this is one you can find if they all have the same signatures. Right. But if some of these secret ballots have been destroyed, like there are some things that could be covered up afterward.
Right.
So one of the hardest ones are ballots that don't actually make it into the system. So if they never got received, and that's, if there are ballot boxes or drop-offs and they just don't get collected or they get dumped or they get sorted before they're taken in, it's really hard because you don't have anything in the counting, right? The counting presumes that you already have, but there's not really anything you can do about that at this stage.
What about backdating? Like the ones that have been backdated, can you find those?
In some states, they keep a record of when it was actually received, and it went through a process where it was stamped. Though, as we saw, there have been questions about were they stamped appropriately on that day or not. Sometimes they're dated in the ballot itself. So, for example, you know that it was sent the day before the election, and then somehow it got in and had a date from the day 2 days before the election.
Right.
You know you've got a problem. I would actually say though,
especially when they put the date in as 1900.
Yeah.
Right. Then you're like,
that's the wrong fraud. Bad fraud, Pete. I knew I shouldn't have hired you for our fraud campaign. Bad fraud, Pete.
One of the actual problems with the multiple signatures that are the same though is you can only know that if someone notices it. If you have 1,000 people counting and you have the same 1,000 signature, one for each person, you may not realize.
And it's really hard to notice if the entire voting precinct is an arena covered in Bristol boards.
Right.
You're like 60 feet away, from that.
That's, like, there's some of this, really too. Difficult. You just have to put two and two together.
Right.
It's like, wait, they're putting up wallpaper on glass.
Yeah. Bill,
when have you ever seen that outside of a horror movie? And that's only because people are acting in the exact opposite way that someone would react in real life. You go, who puts wallpaper on glass?
Especially when Democrats in Detroit observing what's going on behind that glass. But also the guidance that they were given, Bill, the guidance that says even if the signature doesn't match, even if it doesn't have a signature, even if the postmark isn't clear, even if it is after the deadline, go ahead and accept that. Go ahead and say that that is a legitimate ballot. Can't we go back and find that? That's illegal conduct to say, guys, go ahead and do it, even though that's against our state laws, right? And I think that's what they're alleging happened in Pennsylvania.
And in some of these districts, folks were giving the wrong instructions. And look, it's not that it doesn't happen in every election. The question is it happening in the key precincts and the key districts and having a material effect on the outcome of the election? And when I say the election, I mean the entirety of the election, not just the presidential election. And so one of those
things... But one thing to just... And I want you to let that... One thing to be clear, it really only takes one or two precincts per state... to change it. So people think it has to be widespread across the state. No, Wayne County is enough. In Pennsylvania, especially when you have some states that are 20,000 votes, or Wisconsin, it can be one or two precincts. So we need to be clear about that. Allegheny, you're not just talking about every individual's home. These ballots are collected in basically what are giant ballot farms, effectively, right? Mm-hmm. And then if it's covered up in Bristol board and they don't let anyone in, then okay, well, now you know that you're screwed.
Well, think about a state like Arizona. If you have Maricopa County that far exceeds almost every other county in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
So you could make it look like very little of a problem by framing it like, well, one of 34 counties had, had a 2% error rate in the counting of ballots for one candidate versus another, or 2% of them didn't actually get in, or 2% of them had irregularities that we ignored despite state law, and we counted them. But then you go and you're like, okay, well, but how many is that 2%, and how much is that 2% against the rest of the, it actually is 11%,
right?
Because of the number of people. So, you know, that you have to look at the objective numbers and also the percentage.
We'll just give you an idea when people say, well, how can the county affect it? Wayne County, when you're talking about Detroit, that affects the crime rate of the entire state. Like murder in Michigan is basically Detroit. It's Detroit, and every now and then there's a little bit of a scuffle at the drive-in in Muskegon. Outside of that, that's what it is. People don't realize this. When Bill Clinton tried to claim credit for tough-on-crime, right, in the 90s, it was Rudy Giuliani in New York. That affected the entire national crime level, violent crime level. So you need to understand how much a state can be affected by just one county. All of Michigan. If you talk with Michiganders, right, people who don't actually live in Detroit, they're just like, if we could just annex that shit and send it to Canada, we would be better off. Because they know how much influence it has and how corrupt it is. For crying out loud, this is how corrupt. People talk about Chicago corruption. I don't know that we've had a mayor. I think probably 2 out of 3 mayors in Detroit have been investigated, if not arrested. That guy Kwame, who was mayor in Detroit, his wife may or may not have killed prostitutes who he had in the mayor's mansion. What? And he tried to flee. They caught him at the Dallas airport. Remember?
Yeah, they were like, hey.
So not only is he a criminal, he's stupid. Like, what do you think? They don't need to extradite you when you land in Dallas.
Bad plan.
Get an international flight, you moron.
So, Gerald, to your point about the instructions, you know, there have always been issues where, you know, you worked in one state and then you moved to another state and then you're in the next election and you're helping to work and the instructions are different, or the instructions have changed because of the rules, or there were a lot of last minute legal rulings that were had, and you've got to communicate that to lots of people who the last time they did this was the last cycle 2 years ago and the instructions were a little bit different.
Right.
So when you have legitimate claims of questions about instructions being given correctly or the process not being done according to the instructions that were given, you have to be able to answer those. I mean, it's again part of the process we already have in place.
Well, in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court had to come a third time to tell them.
No evidence. Okay.
Be peaceful. Be legitimate.
Now obey. And now we are going to come back in just 30 seconds with actually potential new voter fraud as expressed by the New York Times and the Yang Gang. Now you know why I hate you guys. Sorry, I know. But, you know, he's not emblematic of all of you guys.
No.
But right now, really quickly, a word from our sponsor, ExpressVPN.
I think everybody's gone.
Yeah, it looks like everyone's gone in the back too. I'll get the snacks and stuff. If you want to fire up the projector?
President elect Donald Trump is full of shit. The electoral college is full of shit.
You young? Brought you beverage?
Thank you. Have you seen this one yet?
Yeah, I've seen it like 8 times, but find something new each viewing.
Re-snap. Time for a bacon re-snap. Nom nom bacon grease. Come on.
I'm too fucking open minded.
Time for a bacon grease snap. Nom nom bacon grease. Come on.
What is happening?
At least what you do online is your business. Protect your business with ExpressVPN.
And by the way, this is, we are going to be talking about passing TYT.
Yes, yes, right.
It's, it's the hashtag Crowder passes TYT. Crowder passes TYT. Just if it gets trending, it'd just be a nice little cherry on top.
Yeah.
But if you go to expressvpn.com/Crowder, you get, I want to make sure I get this right, you get 3 months free, an extra 3 months free.
3 months.
We've used ExpressVPN. We use it when sort of actually figuring out some of the algorithms with social media. But here's also where a VPN is valuable, because all of your data is private, right? And you can't be trusted. You can't be I was trying to say traced and tracked.
No, you didn't do either one.
I just pulled a Biden.
Hey, I think you just invented a
just
new
so
word.
You know the thing.
Okay. Is my left side drooping? Can I become CEO of Pfizer now?
Oh.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm doing my best. So, when I use ExpressVPN, it doesn't matter what I watch, it still auto-suggests Seth Meyers.
Really?
Because we've talked about this. Deep, I don't know why. That's it doesn't matter if I'm watching Anthony Cumia, listening to a Bill Burr podcast or Nick DiPaolo, it could be Ben Shapiro. It always suggests Seth Meyers.
Huh.
Who is demanding Seth Meyers?
You don't want to know what Seth Meyers did at YouTube headquarters.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
We will make Gerald do those things.
No.
He is ExpressVPN.
No, you won't. No, but,
you know, and here's the other part, right? A lot of folks are like, hey, wait a minute. We've got big tech. We got big data. They're out there. They're taking all this information. They're selling it. And they're making these online profiles. Like, one of the best ways to just carve back a little bit of that is using ExpressVPN. You don't even have to use it when you're doing secret stuff or what, you know, stuff that has to be, you know, whether trade secrets or work or confidential. You can just use it during your everyday browsing and other things like that, whether fetish or otherwise.
You know all about that, Asians. I don't know why it is that men love, well, your dad is white, and you were just telling me today that your dad beats you at ping pong.
He's so
really
good.
Whoa.
Now, was your dad possible? Only interested in Asian women, though? Was that like his thing? Because I feel like a lot of guys who I know, like they
I don't know.
Who did he date all before the commercial your mom?
Guys. Well, I wasn't alive then.
You never asked him?
No.
Dad always liked blondes, and so my mom made sense. You know, I didn't know, like, but the guys who I know a guy who was married, and he was like, I only date Asians. And I actually, this was his response. I said, like, oh, and I think Asian women obviously are beautiful, of the hair, and it's exotic, especially to. You know,
man, I love those ladies with hair.
No, but that long, straight black hair. But he actually made this reaction. I said, what about, like, would you ever, like, if there's, like, a nice white woman? He went, ugh.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. I mean, I know that before marrying my wife, who's Mexican, I had never dated any minority at all. Right? And, you know, period.
How dare you?
But that was just because I'm in St. Louis, and there's, like, not that many, you know?
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
At least where I was.
Well, he didn't make the drive to Ferguson. Okay.
There's a great old Norm Macdonald joke. It's that ping pong is the only sport named after its inventor.
Wow.
But my dad is very good at ping pong.
Yeah.
But my Chinese grandmother, so on my mother's side, was better than him and would beat him regularly.
Yeah.
So I think really the moral of the story is I'm terrible at ping pong.
No, you're actually pretty good.
You're pretty good.
And you're great. I would imagine your Chinese grandmother does it while chain smoking cigarettes and then swallowing them backwards, because it's just old age.
Oh, wow.
I have these smokes. Well, let's see right here really quickly, CNN, before we go to the next version of election fraud.
We'll know the final Arizona tally soon.
But that Trump touts Arizona vote count while dismissing other results. This is one of those things they just go without context.
Yeah.
Isn't that hypocritical? Oh, hold on a second. Let me ask you. Did we already verify 6,000 votes accidentally went to the other guy in Arizona?
Yeah.
Was there an actual local seat that flipped after a Republican conceded in Arizona? No, this happened in Michigan.
Michigan.
That doesn't mean that nothing wrong has happened with Arizona, because, of course, there were military ballots that came in late. There's some just ballots that didn't come in on time at all. But it's not just hypocritical, because you go, oh, you know what? Maybe that state did it right and that state didn't.
And it's still
He's
close.
Also not contesting the results in New York,
right?
Yeah.
To be clear.
Yeah, exactly. Or Florida.
Or California. He's not only contesting states where he lost. We're only talking about states where there is verified evidence of nefarious activity, which, again, you say does not exist. So someone watching this, not understanding the context, goes, well, it's hypocritical. No. He's not contesting all states, just the ones where we have verifiable proof of some bullshit. Now, again, to Minority Report this, the left is now being open about committing voter fraud. This would be voter fraud. It wouldn't be an irregularity because it's before, like, an irregularity doesn't happen beforehand.
You don't plan an irregularity, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
And if you think it might happen, you get some Benefil.
Benefil.
Whatever the fiber thing is.
Yeah.
What is it? Fiber? What's the fiber thing? Benefil. I see commercials.
It was a poop joke.
Wheaties.
Are you recycling Ted Cruz's poop joke?
No, I'm not recycling Ted Cruz's. What's the fiber thing that you drink, the orange drink, Cafe?
Benefil. Benefil.
You're right. Yeah.
Metamucil.
Benefil's there too.
It's Benefil. Anyway, the point is, it was, shut up. So in Georgia, we are going to have runoff elections. And I know some people are going to say, hey, what's that? Well, you don't really need it. It just means there's going to be another election. Okay, for people who don't necessarily pay attention.
Makes sense.
For which party controls the Senate. Now, I actually think this is more important because when people talk about, you know, Kamala Harris with a tiebreaker in the Senate, people don't realize the VP has a tiebreaking vote. But keep in mind that when we're talking about the number of Republicans in the Senate, it still is including Mitt Romney. Minus one.
Yeah.
Can't trust that guy.
Mm-mm. Party affiliation, Sandy Vagina.
It's going to be a tough one.
It's a growing movement. By the way.
But hey, you know, from every Sandy vagina comes a pearl.
that makes sense.
Have you never seen an oyster?
I don't know. A good clam. Yeah. So, the New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman.
Yeah.
We showed you this earlier today, but it gets worse. I want to revisit this. He encouraged people to move to Georgia to vote in the runoffs. Here you go.
I hope everybody moves to Georgia. You know, in the next month or two, registers to vote and votes for these two Democratic senators.
That guy looks like Dennis Farina banged someone who sells meatball sandwiches. It looks like a character
of
something.
The
so that, and then I want to go through Andrew Yang. Sorry, but Andrew Yang tweeted a similar strategy. Let's call it. Where he said, "Everyone who campaigned for Joe should get ready to head to Georgia. I'll go. There isn't much time,
bro.
The earliest date for absentee ballots to be mailed for the runoff is November 18th. The registration deadline is December 7th. The in-person voting. I mean, he's laying out a blueprint.
Bro, that is
seems
illegal.
To me that they are suggesting what I believe to be." Correct me if I'm wrong.
Possibly.
Felony voter fraud.
So the Italian meatball sub sandwich guy? Yeah. So his thing seems much more closer to what would be voter fraud. So and it's not just fraud to go and do it, but to encourage someone or purchase their vote, which has been suggested that, you could pay people to go down and cast
like
their vote.
Chelsea Handler with 50 Cent by offering him sexual favors to vote for Biden?
Yeah, I think that's a problem. I
mean, someone prosecute that broad. I don't care how many books she writes about vodka. You're a slut. We get it.
No. I belong in prisoners' rights. I believe in prisoners' rights. We would not want to put her with them. Yeah, that would be terrible.
But it would put a smile on their faces.
But I will say, and this is something that's very important, is the fight isn't over with regards to this runoff. So when Andrew Yang is saying, hey, he's going to go there and help, and they're going to increase the number of people that are out there doing not ballot counting or ballot canvassing, but door-to-door vote canvassing to make sure that people are voting for the election and that they're going to send additional money and they're going to have all these ballots. This is the time when if people let off the gas in this particular election, you know, it may have even more dire consequences than losing the White House is to also lose the Senate.
So you don't think that Andrew Yang was saying try and set up a residency?
His stuff does not seem to be set up residency.
Well, I guess it's because
other guy, other different.
Yeah. Well, by the way, just because I know it's different from state to state, a spokesperson for the Georgia Secretary of State's office, we're back to there, they oversee voter registrations. They did cite a state law that is a felony to vote in Georgia elections if you are not a legal resident or if you're just residing in the state briefly with the intention to vote and then move away. I was joking when I said that 2 days ago because I knew it was highly illegal. I thought it was so obviously illegal, like, you know, when I joke about like killing a hobo, throwing him in the Ozarks. I'm not gonna do it.
Wait, that was a joke?
It was a joke when I said it, not when you did it.
Right.
But the point is, I was so absurd, I took it to the extreme. Like, let's all move and get apartments, condos in Georgia. I even told, we all had a big laugh about it in the control room. I said, I'll buy you all timeshares. Everyone said, ha ha ha, Steven, you're incorrigible. And then we saw the guy from the New York Times talk. And it wasn't funny anymore.
And it was like, oh.
He thought it was a good idea. I heard it from Steven Crowder. We should do this.
Dennis Fiorina's bastard.
This is just amazing to me that they are saying this. Let's just move to Georgia to vote.
Leg cramp.
And then they want to talk about how, we need to do away with the Electoral College. Why? Because it should just be based on the popular vote. That's what's best representative of Americans. You think that most representative of Georgians is a bunch of the Yang Gang moving into a timeshare, sleeping on beanbags so they can throw their vote and then go on their merry way?
No.
You think that represents the average American? They don't care about representation. They don't care about the systems of law in this country. They care about simply doing whatever is necessary to win an election, whether legal. That's where we are, whether legal or not. This is illegal. This is illegal. Can someone investigate the New York Times guy? Friedman? Can someone call him in for questioning? Yeah. If they're going to call James O'Keefe in for questioning for running, his biggest crime is running a camera while someone else says, hey, I'm about to commit a federal crime. And then they interrogate James O'Keefe, but now you have a New York Times writer encouraging a crime. Can someone put the heat lamp into his face?
Right. There's got to be a tweet that he followed this up with, too, right? He's got written about it as well. It's like, you've got evidence. Let's go.
The only acceptable follow-up tweet to change the scenario is, just joshing, or you should arrest him.
Yeah, exactly. No, he probably doubled down in the tweet is what I'm saying. Yeah.
So it's not just that. I mean, even the Wall Street Journal was publishing articles about how you could go and get established there. And the Georgia government has maintained, look, there is a process for which you would have to establish residency. But even if you do end up establishing residency, but your entire point was just to come in, establish residency, vote, and leave, that's still illegal.
Yeah.
So it's not only, I mean, if you want to come in and work on a campaign, you can do that. And in fact, that's, I think, what Andrew Yang is trying to do versus Bushy McMeatballs was, I think he's saying, go down there, do your vote, and then move away.
Right.
No problem. Or just go down there, don't even establish true residency. Because, for example, you could get a Georgia driver's license. So you have to give up your driver's license from another state, get it there, and go through those steps. There are a couple different ways to establish residency in Georgia, but you can't just go in, vote, and roll out.
I just wish that I had the life of a complete lack of accountability, because I remember we were moving from Michigan to Texas, and I remember talking with my accountant and asking about voting absentee, and I said, hey, or talking about how we pay taxes, right? And he said, well, actually, what you really would have to prove is that you are in this state for more than 6 months out of the year, so it relates to taxes and specifically as it relates to voting.
Right.
None of these questions matter to these folks.
No, not at all.
Georgia driver's license is good enough for me. Do you think they ever have a conversation? Do you think they have any of the legal counsel? Just think of how many conversations we have had where you go, Steven, I think it might be, this is an actual conversation. Half Asian Bill goes, I think it might be illegal for you to drink half a bottle of Epicoc and go into the DMV.
I remember.
If I were a Democrat, no one would care.
It was somewhere between 11 and 97 reasons why that was not a good idea. Half of which were legal.
This was an actual thing that we did not do, because remember they were doing the sick-in when Donald Trump had his hotels. They were going, Trump care makes me sick. And all the Trump hotels. So we wanted to say that government bureaucracy makes me sick.
Right.
So I was going to drink Epicoc, but 20 of us, and go into the DMV and just be vomiting uncontrollably. And it turns out that could technically be misconstrued as vandalism of federal property.
Misconstrued, of course.
So whatever. I was advocated against. But the point is,
peaceful protest.
I made the right decision. My parents told me to make good choices, and I do most of the time.
Yeah, sometimes.
But if not for him, I would have consumed Epicoc. Hard part was trying to find Epicoc. Apparently, you can't get that anymore because they say it doesn't work. Yeah. They say that it doesn't actually work to use Epicoc and vomit, like if it was used to stop, poisoning.
Poison. Oh, okay.
Apparently, it doesn't work.
Yeah, well.
But I had a guy. So I will say, it was very difficult, but that was not what stopped us. It was this man right here.
The Kraken.
Were you about to say something? You're looking at your phone, or were you just that
No, I was trying to see if there were any other sources that were also encouraging, and there are a ton of people who are saying, just move to Georgia.
Yeah, just move to Georgia.
Look, if you want to move to Georgia and stay there, fine.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Hey, you know, it's almost like CNN could investigate it because they're in Georgia.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They got time.
One would think.
Like, when yesterday, the Secretary of State was talking, and they didn't show it, it was happening on their street.
Yeah.
I mean, here's
look out of the window.
I mean, it's like, what the hell's going on out there? Close the blinds.
There's also a level of line where things are not voter fraud or they're not illegal, but they're just clearly intended to game the system and thus immoral, right? And so, you know, for I feel like we've only heard about this for every day of the last 4 years, about one party being the moral party and the other one not. And and now to say, well, we're just going to go ahead, get a bunch of people registered, have them all come here, say that they're staying, and then influence the election and essentially game the system to take the Senate. Okay, maybe you didn't do something illegal if you jump through all the hoops, but you definitely did something wrong.
Well, except the Secretary of State says it is illegal in Georgia.
Yeah, some of that is illegal.
Yeah. What part's not illegal? What
if you move there and you are actually going to stay and you get registered in time and you turn in the ballot,
become a Falcons fan,
you could vote. But if you just leave in January, you've got a problem. Well, I mean, part of this,
I'm not going to stay in Georgia.
Well, no, but yeah.
None of these people, they're all going to move back to Williamsburg or Brooklyn or Park Slope.
I'm not a hobo. Crying out loud. I mean, I don't want to insult a large portion of our viewership. Georgia's a horrible place.
No, Georgia's nice.
I prefer the Georgia country.
Wow. Yeah.
That just can't even hold their own against the Russians. I would rather be in that Georgia than your Georgia.
Wow.
So, Georgia, get your shit together.
Hey, Georgia, we love you.
He does.
We just don't like your CNN.
Yeah, we don't like your CNN. But we do find it funny when the CNN gets burned down by the people.
Like, no, no, please, no.
And then they repainted. And then CNN, they were reporting on it like, please stop. And then they found out that the reason marauders were breaking down the building was because there was a police precinct in that same building.
Right.
Like, oh, just get them. They're on the second floor.
Oh, yeah. They don't even care about CNN.
Skelter was hiding under his desk like it was a 50s bomb drill.
Yeah, exactly. Fire doesn't go up a building, does it? So we're safe on the fifth floor?
I have no idea. All right, listen, this is something else we have to get to. It's a long time coming, but this right now, today or tomorrow, we will have officially surpassed the Young Turks on the YouTube as the number one independent news channel.
Woo!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, there it is. Yay.
Oh, I can't drink from my
Woo!
So here's the deal.
It's a little
woo. I thought this was going to be bigger than it was.
Yeah. You're talking about the streamers?
No.
Oh, no.
The whole thing, passing the Young Turks again. You can post Crowder passes TYT. But let me give you a story of the saga and why it matters. There were like months that I just dreamed about this as a kid. Because you have to understand, I was a kid. I was 19 years old. This is back in 2008, 2009, where I was doing videos and I had very few. Right. The Young Turks attacked me.
They started the fight.
This was back on YouTube when there were no conservatives, right? There were no conservatives. It was all edgy atheists and liberals, and Young Turks were sort of seen as, I guess, counterculture somehow. They were actually going after me, and they actually went after my friend Lee Dorn, who at the time, he's a lawyer who had a small channel, like 50,000 subscribers. So I remember thinking like, oh, one day I'll show you. And here we are, but it's kind of like, when Rocky Marciano fought Joe Louis. Like, how does it feel beating Joe Louis? He was like, that wasn't no Joe Louis. That fighter I beat out there, that's not the Joe Louis I grew up watching. It's like the Young Turks now, it doesn't really matter.
I didn't know they were still really around.
I know, I know, and with so much money. So
I was going to say, I don't think Joe Louis had heavy investment from Al Jazeera. So.
No, no.
A little poor bit guy. More. It's I think like, my biggest issue is, I mean, they're no good.
Yeah.
So, you
kind of
know,
a hollow victory.
You can do better.
Let me give you, yes, exactly. But this is, when we say independent news, we mean like actually independent. We don't have money. Yeah. You're a little late
in the streams bill.
You guys invented fireworks.
You should know better.
What are you going to do next? Overcook your noodles?
Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes.
So, the Young Turks, that people are saying, congratulations to the 5 million. To me, that doesn't really matter. What matters is passing the Young Turks. And then I realized that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And I told you, I made this promise to you guys, once we pass the Young Turks in overall subscribership, that I will no longer be using them as a source to rebut. Right. I will no longer be making fun of them. I will, at the end of this show, retire once and for all my Chank impression and my costume, because I don't want to be a bully. This is kind of like right now, it's like as a kid, you know, you imagine showing up to your bully and going back and telling him what's what, and then he's got a pot belly and he's bald and he's divorced, and like, that's kind of what this is, but I still have to do it. I have to do this.